Hello again, everyone. It's Kaz Beelin. This is Casual Conversations, where we talk to people who are very important to our world. Today, we have a very special guest. It's Emily de Armas. Emily, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. Life is wonderful here. We both match. That's a wonderful thing. We didn't intend this, but it's worked out great. Hey, also, I want to let people know that this is also an audio podcast. So if you're listening to the sound and want to see how great we both look, especially Emily, then go to the video and check that out. But if you're driving, keep driving and listening to all this great information you're about to get. So Emily, tell me about yourself.
Well, my name's Emily de Armas. You did great on the pronunciation. Thank you. I am Cuban American. I'm from Miami, and I'm a copywriter and a marketing consultant.
Well, so how did you make that transition? What did you do before?
Before that, I was in media. I worked at Telemundo, which is the Spanish language channel for NBC, and I started off my career in advertising. I actually wanted to be an art restorer, but that involved a lot of chemistry, and so I went in a different direction and ended up in the marketing world.
I understand you did some work with the Emmys?
Entertainment I did. Business. So I did a lot of award shows at my time in media, which is really fun. It's a lot of people running around backstage, all dressed in black, going crazy. But I started off doing social media at Telemundo, and so we did a lot of campaigns. We worked on a lot of events, live events coverage, and so I was Emmy nominated for some coverage that we did in 2016 with the elections and with the news campaigns. So that was cool. We didn't win, but it was really cool to be nominated.
Oh, it's great to be nominated. I have nominations only but for Telly Awards, which are kind of similar to the Emmy, maybe the Oscars, but I got a few of those for advertising and marketing and special community events that I've done and that we've done all together. And it's funny you mentioned the Emmy Awards, but can you tell who this is? This is my flashback.
No.
Okay, well, that's Susan Lucci on the right.
Okay.
Okay, that's her. This is before she won an Emmy. She finally did win one, which she got nominated like 20 times. And in the middle, it's funny, on the red carpet, I wonder who that was. And that was actually her daughter.
Oh.
Susan Lucci's daughter. Because all this media were like screaming, you know, at her. And I just said, is that your daughter? And she says, yeah. She was all happy and everything. So that's my experience. We did some behind-the-scenes specials at the Emmy. So that was fun event. That's in New York City. It was usually daytime Emmys, which were usually at in New York City at the Times Square area there. But let's get back to this. So that's television. Then you transfer to copy. Okay, Emily. So copywriting is, you know, not just making the old fashioned copy of a document. It's actually what?
Copywriting is all about the language that you're using to communicate what it is that you do in your business, why that's valuable to other people. And it's this word that's very specific to the industry. So a lot of people don't really understand it, but it's really the foundation of your business. Because if you're a business owner, you're always communicating about what you're doing in some capacity, even if it's just to somebody in the checkout line at the grocery store. And copy is part of that.
Yeah, well, copy. And sometimes it could take different levels of copy where, you know, people think, oh, just usually when I do commercials and stuff. So give me some copy, just a couple of keywords, things. But I have to ask people, you know, more about their business. And I tell them, well, I have to become your business for that time being to understand that, because you do something every day. You're used to it. You know this, you know these terms, you know, things like that. But it takes a lot more, correct?
Yeah, it's just because you're really good at what you do doesn't necessarily mean that you know how to market yourself. And I think that people who are subject matter experts, they know a lot about their area, sometimes struggle to explain that and kind of put it in plain English for other people. And so if you've ever explained to somebody what you do, or you've had somebody tell you what you do, and you're just sitting there like, I really no idea what this person does, then there's a little disconnect there. And that person could have this amazing service or product that could help you, but you might never know.
Well, yeah, that's true. What I find in videos is, you know, after we write it, record it on location, follow them around, whatever we have to do. And biggest response I always get is like, wow, we didn't know we're that good. We didn't know we knew, you know, we can know all that stuff. It's like they see themselves in the mirror in like a little movie, and they're like, wow, we are good. This is, well, you are, but you had to somehow capture that in like a bottle, like they used to say. And so you can look at yourself. And you know, it's tough. Also, like a business owner who's been around for a while, don't want to appear on camera for me since I'm in the video world. I'm like, why not? You know, you're there every day. They meet you. They see you, Emily. Why wouldn't you want to be on the screen? Like, they're going to come in like, where's Emily? Well, another store. I don't know. Where is she? So, hey, there's a friend there. Who is that?
This is Dawson. There's another cat floating around. Might make a cameo, but the cats are always, they're always around in video. I always have a tail whipping in my face.
Hey, speaking of video, a crack staff dug up this video clip of you on your YouTube channel, and it basically explains why people buy. So let's look at that, and then we talk further about it, okay? Check it out.
Sounds good.
The key is to have tangible language, because if you don't have tangible language, then you are not able to really get at the heart of what your service is doing. And if you can't get at the heart of what your service is doing, you don't get a gut reaction. And if you don't get a gut reaction, you don't spark an emotion. And if you don't spark an emotion, people don't buy, because people buy based on emotion more than anything else.
Wow, that's a lot of emotion. But it's true. People have to connect with that. You know, I hope they're connecting, either watching us here on Casual Conversations or listening to the audio. But also I find the difference, not to diverge from, but it's all copy related, is that when I listen to the audio version of these, it's a lot different experience than looking at the video. Why do you think that is? Not to digress.
I guess the video, you know, you get facial expressions, you get more detail, you know, you have more context. Mm-hmm. With the audio, you know, you're really just, it's up to your imagination to think about what's going on in the room. You can't really catch all those subtleties.
Yeah, I think so. Emily, thearmas.com is the website right there. And as you can see, communications is the superpower right there. And why do you think that's the superpower, Emily?
Because I think that we take for granted what we know and have trouble actually expressing that outwardly. So, you know your business intimately, you know the day to day. And so you can kind of forget and lose sight of what actually impresses the customer, what actually makes a difference to them, things that they may care about that to you are just second nature at this point, you don't even really notice. And so when you know how to capture that, and you know how to put yourself in their shoes and really understand, and you can get in their head. That's really the key to copywriting, is getting inside of somebody's head and being able to answer those subconscious questions that they have. Because anytime somebody lands on your website, they're thinking to themselves, am I in the right place? Is this service or this product for me? Is this going to work? And if you don't answer those things, then you're going to lose them. And so that's why it's a superpower, and it's really the foundation of all of the marketing that you're going to do for your business.
Yeah, well, I think, when you're out promoting and what people go to your website, it's whatever, if they met you or they find some other ways, it's like a comfort zone. When they go there, they'd be, okay, so that's Emily. I've seen her. That's her in the picture. That's what she's about. Let me look through if whatever is on here. It's like, oh, we talked about that. We talked about that. So it solidifies their belief that this is the right place and the right person to go with for what I need, or perhaps a friend needs it and I can just refer Emily to somebody. So, it's communications at different levels. And I know people have trouble sometimes understanding, they're scared of the internet. I mean, do you help? So you do copywriting for what? For print, for internet? Like, how many different areas do you go?
Mainly focused on internet and primarily on websites, because that to me is kind of the foundation, it's the home base for everything else. So if the language on their website is a little confusing, or they're not getting people, reaching out from reading their websites, then that usually means that anything else that they do, if they're going to run a Facebook ad, I'm sorry, the cat, that's just part of it. If they're going to run a Facebook ad, if they're going to run some kind of campaign, they're going to get a billboard. If the stuff on your website isn't clear, then anything else you do is going to be kind of a shot in the dark. And so you want to make sure that it's all cohesive and it all matches. So I mainly focus on helping small businesses that are maybe in person and need to transition to online, or also people that are already online and they're finding that something's not translating and people are not really understanding the true value of what they're doing.
Okay, so let's check out what people, go over this graphic here. What are we trying to say?
Yeah, so there are three things that people need to know in order to start feeling like, oh, okay, maybe this is something that I need, this is something that I want. The first thing is that they need to know that you really understand what the problem is, and that you can really describe, okay, this is what you're actually experiencing with this problem. So for example, if somebody, they're having an issue with their dishwasher, right? It's like, oh, I know exactly what's going on. You got water all over the place. You're stressed out because you're trying to wash the dishes by hand and it's really annoying, right? Understanding, that's really that empathy piece. And then the second part is that they need to understand that you know the solution to that problem. And that, so that's where you would talk about, well, I have 25 years of experience in the business and, you know, we have a satisfaction rate of 5 stars or that kind of thing. And then the last thing is that they need to understand why they should choose you and not other people, right? They have tons of options. So what makes your business the right solution for them and why should they work with specifically you and not somebody else?
Well, does that come up to a trust factor? Like you have to build a trust to a certain point that, again, once they're there, there's a trust. But also what I find is, and again, I can go back to video, is that I try to also not to record someone acting differently in person, you know, hey, Emily, how do you, like that. And then, oh, Emily, nice. It's like, where's that person? Where are they? You know, so they have to be themselves, you know, and, you know, I have to push them to sometimes to be more expressive and everything, but still within, hey, there's the buddy again. That's a giant cat. But woo, you big.
He's really big. He's gigantic. You know,
oh my God. He's going to be a star. I can see that. Another star. Another famous cat. You know, so explain, you know, I mean, what kind of reactions do you get, let's say, from your customers who you helped out? Like, what do they see as a difference? How is their feeling afterwards? What feedback do you get?
Well, for a lot of them, they feel like they can't write and they don't know how to do it. And they've just been doing it wrong, which is usually true to an extent, because copywriting is different from how you wrote in school. You know, you were taught this 5-paragraph essay. And in copywriting, we kind of start with the punchline. So we have to start with what makes you different. And that's not the normal way that we write. So I get a lot of people saying, you know, that I help break it down and make it very simplified and very easy for them, where they feel a lot more comfortable. And also they end up getting results that they want. They end up, you know, enrolling people into their services. They end up increasing sales. They end up doing all this. And all we did was change the word. So they're usually pretty shocked, I think. Mm-hmm. Like they're not really expecting those results. And I think for me, I'm good at empathizing with the fact that it is hard to write about yourself, especially if you're in the service business, because you're really close to it. And so you can't see the outside label from inside the bottle, and you kind of need somebody else. Like you were saying earlier, you know, with the commercials, you need somebody else to reflect that back to you. And that's always my goal with clients. When we're done with their website, they would say, damn, I'd hire me. You know, that's really the energy and the feeling that we're after.
No, it's a good feeling. I mean, one of the things I'm sure you run into is people who are making that transition for the first time, getting help that they need. Some of them are afraid because they've had this site for 10 years and they're happy with it, you know, but for some reason there's something they're not happy with. They want to take a chance at something. I did it with an auto parts place, which had a auto repair place video, and it was the owner, the wife, and the crew that was in the video. But then I took it, make them more personable on camera and everything. And they're like, you know, I'm really shocked that, you know, the way things look now. And because I have to look out also for what they say, but also how they say it visually, what's in the background, you know, so you don't see, make sure the mechanic service people are dressed nicely, if they have logo gear, whatever, not just, you know, some greasy person in the background. Right. There's an image out there, you know? So, and also I go observe to see when the customer comes in, how they interact with them. Sometimes this is a golden moment. Sometimes you have to stage that, but the best are natural. They just happen, because if you try to tell people, go in here and smile and do this, they get all, you know, fumbled up and everything. It's like, because I have to get that in like 5 seconds, and they're like walking along. I'm like, no, you got to like, move. I just need you just turn to this, you know. So in a way, to me, that is copywriting also, but in a different sense, where it's visual or audio or music comes in later, does the impact with a nice words or, you know, shocking headline, like is or whatever that's going to get their attention. So what are like some of the, can you give me a case where you had, you know, someone had, you know, the headline or whatever you called it before, you know, the top line, that's the grabber for it. Like any samples, what you went from one and then you change it, how it happened, the results.
Yeah, I definitely can. So I have clients in different industries and they work in different fields. So I was helping somebody who's a productivity consultant. So, you know, Six Sigma and like coming into businesses and kind of helping people. And so she really wanted to create an environment where people feel like, okay, I'm being productive, but I'm not measuring, you know, output in a factory, right? It's kind of hard to measure productivity in a service-based business, but she was able to help people do that. And so what we changed was it was people-focused productivity. Whereas before, what she had was something like, you know, increase your productivity and live work-life balance. And, you know, it was a little bit too vague and it was too general. And we really nailed down, okay, this is what your customer is struggling with. And we're able to get to that point. I've had other clients who work in, you know, the fitness industry. And that's an industry where people hear the same message over and over and over again. And so her focus was really on helping women live pain-free. So using exercise as a way to alleviate pain. And so we got to that point. And then now that's the messaging that she leads with versus just be healthy, right? And have a stronger body. And so it's digging down, kind of like what you're saying with those golden nuggets. They're there. Every single business has them. We just have to find them. And a lot of people are just, they're not aware, you know, they're living this golden moment and it's like that right there, what you just said. That's what we're going to talk about.
No, there's wake up moments like that. Or, you know, I look over everything they've done in the past to ask them what they've done, what they think worked, didn't work. Because it has to be a cooperative game. If you come in and you just say you want to change everything and say, oh, well, who's this person? Like, you know, I have all these things, but I love this. It's always worked for us. Can you work it in somehow? You know, and you have to play that game. But you know, summarizing it, so it's almost like bullet points, like you said, the three items you listed. It's like this, this, and this. That's who we are, you know, because people these days, even though our podcast is a little longer than normal, but, you know, people like to get their little bites of information quick and get out and move along. What are you about? You know, they don't want to hear three, five, you know, paragraphs about everything that you've done unless they have the time and they're really, you know, invested in that and they want to learn about you. So that's one of the challenges to cut it down. You know, a lot of commercials I've done, thousands of 30 seconds. People say, how can you stick everything in 30 seconds? I said, there's a lot. You can say things, you can throw it on the screen, you have music. And if you do it right, it doesn't seem like 30 seconds. You know, it seems like there's a lot of information. Same with writing, you know, I think in writing and copy, less is more. Do you find that to be more effective?
Yeah, I think that people get a little swept away with the general language. Like we offer excellent service and, you know, satisfaction, but those words don't really mean anything. You know, you got to really drill down and then try to make things as concise as possible so that they feel something. And if they feel something, then they want to continue reading. But if not, you know, people on average, you have 3 seconds to get somebody interested in scrolling on your website. So if you lose them, and especially this is a good one, a lot of businesses start with, welcome to XYZ, you know, business. And then they kind of give a little bit of the story. People just want to know what's in it for them. What can you help me with? What problem can you solve? So you have to start with that. And then later on, you can introduce, you know, more about your business and your history, but they need to feel something initially to even want to continue.
No, it's true. You know, like I know car dealer just think price and whatever is the deal, but we did a commercial quite a few years ago where it's just the owner driving and saying how he feels about going to dealership and helping people. Did not show a car driving, did not show any price points, not even anything. And he says that this is the, and at the end he looks in the camera, this is the way we love doing our business. This is all we care about, you know, helping you. And he went crazy afterwards. He's like, people are just like commenting to me about this commercial and what I've been saying. And it helped them a lot in the business because it connected with the person versus, you know, we're great at doing it. Here's the price. You know, right. Come, we sell you the car. We do service. We're done. Like everybody does that. I would hope they do it. What else can they do? They give you the car, they service it, and you go home happy.
Right. We specialize in mediocre service.
Yeah. Well, there's been a couple of knockoffs. I've seen an Apple ad where they say, you know, all the things that Apple really is trying to say to you. And it's fun. You know, it's another way to market yourself, get a hook of people. You know, but people know if it's a quality business, if someone's goofing on them, it's acceptable. You know, and everything like that. But so what advice would you give to, you know, if, when you go to a new customer, like, what do you tell them about yourself that is the grabber, you know, on an average for, you know, new customers?
I will tell them that I help them translate what's in their brain into marketing catnip for their ideal clients. You can see the whole, you know, cat thing. The other thing too that I talk about a lot is making the online version of you match the real life experience, because I think that really sums up what people struggle with. You know, people go to the businesses and they love them and they refer them, but then when they try to put that online, something gets lost there. And so helping you make that match it's really key to driving your business, and so you can continue without having to just rely on referrals and really expand.
Wow. So let's look at the key takeaways here from our conversation. So here's the first list, which you put together, but I agree with a lot of stuff. So let's check it out.
Yeah. So copywriting is how you communicate what your business does, right? So that people will want to hire you, buy from you, and work with you. And in order for you to do that, we need three things. They need to know that you understand the problem. They need to know that you can provide the solution. They have to trust that you can provide the solution, more importantly. And they need to know why they should go to you and not the other guy. What's special about your business and maybe your approach that makes it worth it for that particular client or customer?
No, it's true. It just goes back to, like I said, when you've been doing a business for 20, 30, whatever amount of years, and you're set in a certain way and the business is going well, people think, oh, I don't have to do this. I don't have to do advertising. I don't have to renew anything. But then you look at their website and they're like 1980, 90. Right. You know, it's like, what's the problem here? You know, you have products, you have beautiful pictures you put up there, nice little video about it, like, you know, not do it. And it's, convincing them is one of the keys. So what would you say that when the convincers is like, why should they do that?
I think if you've been in business for any amount of time, you know, your business is evolving, your customers are evolving, and you want to be able to reflect the most up-to-date thing. Not every single element of it has to change. There are things that you can keep, but you want to make sure that you're always having that pulse on what do your customers really care, and you're reflecting that back so that you can sort of pave the way for sales. Your website is supposed to help you ease into that conversation, so somebody already comes to you sort of having an idea of like, oh yeah, I really do want this. And if it's not doing that, then it's just going to be more of an uphill battle to convince somebody to do business with you.
Okay, more takeaways.
Yeah, so the way you get people to react to what you're saying is to get specific about the results that your business is providing. So general language, like we talked about, five-star service, or we really care about, you know, our customers, that's not specific enough. We've got to think about their lives as a movie. So before they come to you, what is their experience? What's happening? And then afterwards, when you've completed that service or they're using the product, what changes in their life? And so that's really the most important thing, is to actually think about it like a movie so that you can capture more of that detail and include it in your language.
You know what I think about this whole conversation so far?
What?
Wow. That kind of looks like you. Is that, did you post for that?
What's
I like to go
artist?
Like that.
Is it Rothschild? Roth? You know, I'm talking about the one that does like all the comics with a little dot. Yeah. That was me.
It's a lot of, well, it's gotta have fun. You know, it's a casual conversation, having fun out here. So, Emily D. Armas. So, this is the tough question for everybody. What was this experience like being on this casual conversation here?
Well, you know, I had the cat kind of crash in the, the casual okay. conversation, but it was great. It was a great experience. You make it really easy. You explain everything, you know, what I should expect. You're doing all the buttons and all the switching and all that. So I just had to click on a link and show up, and it's been great talking to you.
Well, you had to talk to the agent for the cat, I'm sure, to get the cat to appear, because, you know, they're very finicky with what they like to be seen in.
Yeah, very, very. She had a certain number of appearances that, you know, had to get in per contract. Oh,
yeah, well, that's the way it goes, yeah. Hey, guys, want to contact Emily? Just go to emilydearmas.com. While you're there, sign up and get a free guide, 58 Shiny Hooks Capture Their Attention and Affection. Want to know what that's all about? Hey, it's a real jam, I understand. Just go to emilydearmas.com anytime. Okay, any final advice for everybody out there who needs good copy?
I think just look at your websites. See if you feel something when you're reading it. If it feels like, yeah, this doesn't really reflect my business right now, then call me. Let's have a conversation and see how we can reflect the real life version of you to be that online version.
As they say, copy that.